I know.
There's all the emails.
Editor's note, Sparky hasn't looked at his email for a while.
No.
And in that amount of time, let's say about a week and a half, G. Fark, our executive producer from Toronto, has been filling up the internet.
There's been 9 unread messages from G. Fark and 2 from Stitcher.
Welcome to an It's a Show Short with G.A.
Sparky.
And a brand new feature called A Little Off the Top, brought to you by Tommy Guns.
Get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job.
A Little Off the Top is basically exactly what it says. It's a brand new feature where we give you a sneak preview of what's ahead in this episode, including
the great Apple iPhone crisis of 2014.
Plus, another first in the life of our little Sparky. And
the most epic love life update ever.
Where's my bell? All right, let's get to it. First of all,
seems very lopsided. It's all about me and none about you.
That's okay. You're way more interesting.
Why is everything happening to me?
Let's start with what happened, because I have had to contact you via Telegram and Carrier Pigeon lately. You're not getting back to me. It's not like you. I'm going, what's wrong? He's upset. I don't know.
It's been a lot of pressure.
Turned out that this, I love it in a way, because you've been bragging about this stupid iPhone 6 for weeks. So what happened?
Oddly enough, it's working today. Can you believe it? You called the other day. I had no idea you called. There was no missed call. I got a voicemail, but I couldn't get to the voicemail. Since Thursday of last week, I downloaded the latest update, 8.1, I think it is.
See, that was your mistake.
I should have not downloaded
those
the updates.
Latest, they sit there with the little one there to wait for the update, and I just leave it. I ignore it. It's difficult, but every time I touch that, disaster ensues.
Well, this is what I'm saying, and that's what has happened, because I've had my phone randomly shut down. I've had the red screen of death. I've had it freeze up. It's been a useless phone the last 2 days, and for some reason today it starts to work fine. So far, it's been working fine.
But your soul is gripped with fear when you see a red screen, no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never seen a red screen.
No, it's like, you know, on the laptops or computers, you get the blue screen of death.
Yeah.
This is the red screen.
You know, this is almost, this is very timely because it's Halloween. This is like a haunted phone.
It's very spooky because I rebooted the thing. I did a restore twice. I'm on the chat with the Apple nerds and they're telling me what to do. And I'm doing my best here. And I'm a pretty savvy individual that I feel like I'm doing what I can.
Do you enjoy the chat, the live chat?
I love chatting. I would rather chat than use a phone. I don't think I could actually call, because this is my only phone. My cell phone is my only phone, and I don't know if it could have handled a phone
call. Cut off from the world.
It would have been. Yeah, it's been very, very difficult. I've had to turn on the messages onto the iPad, so I can get messages on my iPad if they go to my phone, if you know what I mean. Follow that chain.
I'm trying. You had to traverse the 2 hours down the highway to get to a mall, to get to an Apple store.
Yeah, my first time ever inside the Apple store. I've always walked past the Apple store because every time I'm there or near it, it is chaos. It is insane, these stores.
I always feel like those are the elite people in there, that I shouldn't be involved.
And when you really think about it, how big is the Edmonton area and the Calgary area? A million. Let's say a million people, just for even number's sake.
Yep.
There's 2 stores in each city.
Yeah.
For a million people,
that seems a little
light. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you know that 75% of the population probably has an iPhone of some type.
That place was so busy. It was so chaotic. I had no idea what to do. I was in there for the first time ever. So I get past the tables of
security
of product. There's iPads. There's iPhones. There's iPods. There's MacBooks. There's Macs this, Apple that. So the people are just mingling and playing with these demos, right? And I actually have a problem. I have an appointment.
You got a situation.
I got to find where to check in.
Is there like a booth that says situation?
You would think there would be, wouldn't
there? I would have a situation room.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Situation room?
Or at least like a check-in here.
Yeah.
Because I knew I had to check in with someone. So I looked for an Apple person in a blue shirt with an iPad.
You were at Best Buy.
So I found a genius with an iPad. I was like, I'm here for my appointment, and I don't know. I've never been here before.
The doctor is not ready for you.
I was there super early because I was so anxious. And so I check in. He tells me where to sit. I sit at this little, it's kind of a high bar table. 4 to 5 people are also sitting there just mingling with their various products. and they had an Apple Mac laptop.
Bunch of old magazines, like a
laptop that I could use. And I did not know how to double click the mouse buttons because there's no mouse buttons on these fancy laptops. These are nice computers, by the way.
Yeah.
I would like one for Christmas.
Probably the Airs.
Yeah.
MacBook Air or
thin,
whatever.
Thin, light, and fast and awesome.
Like me.
So I was reading the, I was like, well, I'm here early, so I need to read something on the internet. So I just started reading the newspaper articles. Can you imagine me reading newspaper online? So I'm sitting there, I'm waiting, and then it's finally my turn, and I explain the situation. I'm like, look, this problem's been happening since Thursday. The phone's been useless for me for 2 days. I've had the red screen of death 3 or 4 times, and he was surprised. But he also said someone else had the same problem. My biggest fear of the whole situation was that it would be a working phone the whole time I was there.
Yeah,
They would see nothing wrong with it. I'd be sent on my merry way with a pat on the back.
Flashback to the farm. Whenever I tell Dad, it's making a clunking noise. The four-wheel drive tractor. He gets in there, makes no noise. And then 2 days later, we have a $10,000 bill. And I said,
I told you. Sitting there, and he's doing his little diagnostic run, and I'm talking through my problems, and they know I've been on the chat 3 or 4 times over the last couple of days.
They're tracking you.
And I said that, you know, look, I came about an hour and a half today to this place, which I've never been before. I don't think I would do it just because I was bored, because I wouldn't. Luckily for me, my phone shut down in front of him 3 times.
Nice.
Just randomly
Perfect.
Shut down, and he's like, you know what? We're just going to get you a new phone.
Did you get this phone from Lenny off the back of a truck? Where did you get it?
And the funny thing is when I got it on the day that they came out at the shop here in the local mall, she had a slight issue getting my voicemail hooked up. So that was a sign, I think.
Look at this thing. It's like a wafer-thin mint.
But now it works.
Look at how thin this thing is.
Today it works.
Yeah.
It's worked all day so far.
Well,
since this morning. It was dead.
But you're going to get a brand new one, man.
I'm getting a brand new one. They didn't have any at the time, so they had to order me one, and it'll be here within 5 days. And so I got something, and I'm okay with having this until then, knowing that I'm getting a new one.
I'm confused about the SIM card. I don't know if it has a SIM card, what the SIM card does. Do you get the contacts? How does the voodoo happen? Because I got a lot. This phone, I got to decommission, give to my son, and get these contacts, all of this amazingness.
Yep.
Has to transfer over to my college.
You put
phone.
It in the cloud. You put your contacts.
Put it in the cloud.
Put your contacts
you
into the cloud.
You make it sound so easy.
It's funny you say that.
Do I have a cloud?
You should have a cloud. We all have clouds. Or you do the backup.
I have a black cloud.
Yeah. Apple was stressing me out the last couple of days. But I will say, great customer service. Great experience, even though it was a very chaotic atmosphere. I mean, it's just a popular place. Their products are popular.
I just got a request for LinkedIn on my phone.
Don't
from
know what that means.
Denise Williams.
Don't know what.
Let's hear
is.
It for the boy from the Footloose soundtrack, right? Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a
hand. Let's hear it for my baby. That's not her.
That's Denise Williams is her name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not her.
Well, maybe not, but it's
what does she do
name.
For a living?
She's the Livin' La Vida Chamberlain.
Don't know what
She's
that means.
The executive director of the Chamber of Commerce of a certain village.
There you go.
Anyway, let's switch topics now and move on to another Sparky first. Okay, so, and this is kind of topical because last week I got one of these in the mail, photo radar.
Well, funny you should say that because I also just got my first ever in the mail.
That's what I'm saying.
From the city of Edmonton. Because I knew it was one of those when I saw the emblem in the top left corner. I was like, this is not good.
It's not a check.
And then they said my full name, you know, the middle name. That's when you know you're in trouble.
What is your middle name?
It's Paul.
Paul.
After
right.
my father.
I did know that.
So I was like, well. And then I read the fine print. It's from the lawenforcementagency.com of the city. So
how much?
I was going 60 in a 50 zone. $78.
I was going 50 in a 30 zone, and that's 124.
That's no good.
But
that's no good.
As it turns out, it wasn't even me.
Oh.
But it's registered owner gets
yeah,
the ticket.
Yeah, I saw that too. I read that.
Because I'm going, September 15th. I don't believe I was in possession of that vehicle that day. Anywho, still got to pay mine. And like the whole court thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's tempting, but let's be honest.
It is tempting, but it's time consuming and... You want to feel like a criminal, go to traffic court. I was like, the people are mad in there. They're all angry and it's all subdued and solemn.
Yeah. Well, it's not a happy place.
It's not set up for the average consumer who had a hiccup. It's set up for criminals. Yeah. Like, it's not good.
So I accepted. I was going 60.
That reminds me of Tina Turner.
I was going 60 in the 50. Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey. No. There's some shades of speed here. Like, I mean, reckless driving 50 in a 30 zone?
I don't know. That's a bit much.
And this was 6 p.m., mind you, not when school is in session at 6 p.m.
You gotta wait till an hour after sunset.
Type of special school. 6 p.m.
The trick for yours.
Sunset now. What? We're in the winter.
The trick for you is because the playground zone and the school zones are often together. Yes, it's not a school zone, but it probably was a playground zone, which is that whole sunset rule, an hour after sunset and yada, yada, yada. You got to get the sticker in the windshield from the cop shop. That's the reminder. That's what I use. I look at that thing all the time.
You got a sticker in the window.
Yeah. What is tells me the times of the school zones. And
really?
The
I've never even heard of such
a
thing.
A reminder.
Maybe promote the shit a little bit. I'm not supposed to swear. G-Fark says no more swearing.
No more swearing. Cut it out.
Oh, you got to read that memo. It's a long one.
I'll look into it.
It's about sponsorship. Before we get to your epic love life update, and I know this is a shorty and it's only going to be a couple minutes. Don't worry, G-Fark. He's all about the time too, by the way. He wants to time it out. Time the whole show. It's like we got a program director.
Okay, well then he should buy us one of those clocks, those countdown clocks.
He should buy us one.
We'll mount it.
Oh, it's a show turned around?
Because this is my living area.
Oh my God. God, I'm taking a picture of this for the internet.
Okay, you also want to know what I was...
What happened? Just a second, ladies and gentlemen. We have a banner that Sparky purchased on whatever
it's
called.
The interweb.
The interweb. And he hangs it proudly in his living room studio, a kitchen studio. And now he's turned it over like when a business goes out of business. That is not a good sign. This is going to make this discussion a lot different that we're going to have after we're taping. Oh, my God.
I want to turn the spare room into a permanent home for all this crap because I'm tired of taking it up, setting it down, switching it over, putting it up, setting it down.
And, you know, our relationship has to take a turn because I need a key.
You with your other commitments with the voiceovers
that
you do.
The Utah Jazz are very demanding. Yes, it's a very demanding mistress. I am the voice of the Utah Jazz through some freak of nature.
At least you pay
and
me.
Yet, like six times a week, they'll go, oh, we need another commercial tomorrow or this afternoon or in an hour. And Sparky doesn't even have a working phone because he's got the melted down iPhone.
One of your children has to be leaving home soon. There's your future studio.
Yeah, that's a good pie in the sky idea.
You should put your studio in the Scooby Sway's bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
Let's move on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Her name was Lola.
She was a showgirl. I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me. When
you're
hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not. You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. If you like Nina Colada
and getting caught in the rain. When we last left our hero, he was about to get a second date with a lovely young damsel. And he was fairly certain. The way it sounded, I wasn't 100% convinced that there was a second date in queue, but I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt. What happened?
You should have been there because I went with my gut. No, I didn't go with my gut. My gut tells me that she wasn't interested based on body language, but I was being encouraged from outside sources that, you know, be optimistic and be positive. It did go well, in my opinion. I thought it went well. Regardless.
The second date?
No, the first date. Oh. I'm recapping. The first date I thought went really well. Her body language was a little bit off, but I wasn't...
Like what? Was she repelled by you? She
I don't
was
know.
Like
it
arm's
just,
length?
It was just weird. It was just weird. I could just tell she wasn't comfortable. I was being open. I was being
optimistic.
Was she
optimistic. Like in the fetal position on the bench at the restaurant? What happened?
I paid for nachos.
Paid for nachos.
How does that not get me a second date? She said, yes, we should do something again sometime.
Oh.
I don't even know where to start with this update. Should I just start with the cold hard facts that she said no, that she's seeing someone else and that it might turn into something?
Cut to the chase.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Except she led me on for about a week.
Oh.
Not that I was sitting here waiting in the corner and like, is she going to text me? Is she going to text me?
This is the Bachelor reject, mind you.
Yeah. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm over it. And like I said to Tina Turner via text when I told her the bad news, I was like, to be honest, it's been like a week. I don't know if I could pick her out in the lineup. I mean, I was into it. Like, I would have been excited about a second date, but like, I can honestly not remember what she looked like.
Okay. Pretty soon we're going to take you to a Hutterite colony, okay? So because...
Oh, geez. If anything, these ladies should take advantage of my work perks because I've got plenty.
Exactly.
So the Love Life update has now died. It's over. It's gone.
Well, that is a tragedy and totally unexpected.
Oh, well. C'est la vie. Life goes on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an It's a Show shorter than average short. And you're welcome.
And if you're single and looking, call me maybe. Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns on Sparky's behalf.